This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So you got Charlotte, North Carolina, and you've got a black cop shooting a black man, and there's video. It's on Infowars.com. That, you know, they've now released the footage, and he's got the gun out in his hand. They're saying drop it, and he won't do it. So the black cop, I don't care if I was a white cop or a purple cop or a green cop or a pink cop. I mean, I would shoot you if you got a gun and you're not letting it go. And, you know, and the police chief's black. But it doesn't matter. The brother, Keith Lamont Scott, up there in Charlotte, his brother calls all white people devils. And I guess his girlfriend or wife, some lady with him, is sitting there agreeing. And I've got video after video of young black people, mainly. That's encouraging, because folks can be dumb when they're young and wake up later. I hope they wake up. All over Charlotte, beating up white people. We've got Brentley Vinson, what we know about the Charlotte police officer. That a guy has a gun in his hand, waving it around, and then they jump on top of him and won't turn loose of it. I mean, what the hell do you do? But I guess he killed this guy because he hates black people. I'm sure he hates his mother, too. But let's go to the brother of the guy that got shot with all this craziness. Why aren't people rioting in Tulsa? I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm not calling for rioting. But if it comes out this woman just executed this guy, which it looks like, and she doesn't get in some serious trouble, I might go up to Tulsa and do a little bit of rioting. I mean, you know. But every time the people don't ever protest an illegitimate shooting, because there's not that many of them, they protest, you know, Brown up in Missouri, or the situation with Trayvon Martin with like seven black witnesses that he was assaulting. Zimmerman, I think Zimmerman's a weirdo. I said that, and it's come out he's a weirdo. I'm not saying he's perfect. But the point is this the number one thing in the country? It's to stir up racism. It's like up there, you know, in Maryland, where, you know, they kill the black guy in the back of the paddy wagon. It turns out most of the cops are black. They still made that about white people. Then the statistics come out that white cops, and cops in general, actually, don't want to respond to these areas and are actually least likely to kill a black person because they're scared of losing their job. Kill a white person or Hispanic is kind of like, oh, that's all right, because there's not this big lobby to freak out. And it's all projection from the fact that I kept saying over 1,000 people. That number was a few months old. I'm sorry. It's over 2,000 people so far shot in Chicago this year, almost all of them black, and the death toll is just astronomical. That's what's approaching 1,000. I mean, this is crazy. But, 100-something people shot illegitimately a year, 30, 40, 50 maybe are black people, and it's you'd think it's the end of the world. So, I'm sorry, I have a problem with numbers. I have a problem with facts. And I'm someone that's had cops repeatedly pull guns on me for no reason. But I'm not out to get them. Maybe the guy had too many Starbucks coffees, but I mean, I got pulled over once by weight belt back when I was in high school, was sitting there in the front seat. He pulls over, hey, you know you're speeding? Oh, boom, get out of the car. You know, he had that gun right to my head in seconds. And I was just like, it's a weight belt. And he goes, okay, you can go. Sorry. Now, if he'd have pulled me out and took me to jail because his adrenaline was going and be mad at me that he jumped the gun and almost blew my head off, then I'd say that guy was a horrible person. The truth is he's got instinctive training. He walks up, all right, license registration, boom, you know, he's got a gun to my head because the window's down, boom, because there's that weight belt looks like a holster. He's out a gun. He's out a knife. What is it? It's a weight belt. What's in the bag? What's in the bag? Frozen yogurt. But even if he'd have jumped the gun and blown my head off, then you could have said, well, he shouldn't have done it. He thought it was a gun. Oh, it's terrible. You know, he needs to get off the force, whatever, pay my family. But no. In the case of what happened in Tulsa, it's even worse. I didn't get to the clips. I'm going to play the clips coming up. But William Binney is going to be joining us, former leader of the National Security Agency, and a lot more. talk about the new movie Snowden. We also have a former NSA whistleblower as well. Wayne Matson is an InfoWars.com reporter joining us. Stay with us. We'll be back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late.
800-328-1860. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
There is a composite character based on Mr. Benny, played by Nicolas Cage, in the new film, Snowden. And I wanted to get Mr. Benny, the former leader of the National Security Agency, on to get his view on the film and to discuss how accurate it is. From my research, it's extremely accurate on many, many fronts. I just want to say this is Oliver Stone's best work, in my view. But I saw some areas in the film that even though I'd read books about Snowden and obviously read thousands of articles about it, I really wasn't aware of. And when I say I wasn't aware of it, I knew all about it from other whistleblowers and my own research and the fact that pieces of it had come out over the years. like the Stuxnet and other systems, that industrial hardware had been loaded into the software, the chips themselves, in layman terms, into telecommunications and power grids around the world, including in our allies, like Japan, Switzerland, Germany, you name it. Because from the engineers I talked to, going back two decades, they were always explaining to me, Alex, keyword searches, basically a Google for the private internet, a Google for digital communication, a searchable system is the basis of Echelon and what's going on. And of course, we have the top expert in the world, undisputed. So I'm just giving you a basic layman gestalt here. He'll correct any fallacies or any misrepresentations. But from studying this 20 years, I mean, I've been on the cutting edge of having whistleblowers on and trying to understand it, that the big enchilada was the plan to load kill switches and things into key infrastructures around the world, because the concern is enemies or traitors or terrorists or corporate extortion groups could get in and use those kill switches and control systems to wreak incredible havoc. And shouldn't there be conventions against this type of warfare, just like there are against chemical, biological, or nuclear, so that we try to not ever have it take place? It just seems like building all these back doors into things and putting kill switches in things creates a vulnerability for everybody. And look at how Hillary is being stung by these surveillance grids. Look how George Soros is. Look how Obama is. Look at how all these crimes are coming out about the Bushes and the Saudis and the Clintons and all the rest of it through this surveillance grid they built, ignoring William Binney, who is admittedly the guy that built everything up to the late 1990s and 2001, but had it designed to actually defeat the Soviet Union, had it actually designed to roll up real terrorists with targeted information. Instead, they created a system where no one's safe, no one has their data protected, and it's showing the arrogance of these elites that weren't 200 IQ geniuses like Mr. Binney is. I mean, he's admittedly, even in mainstream news, and the government says, one of the most famous code breakers ever. His thinking on computers and systems and breaking codes and algorithms is just second to none. He's an idiot savant when it comes to it, if he doesn't mind me saying that. That's why he ran the actual NSA, not the Politico that would go talk to Congress. And he tried to stop all this. We live in a world, and we're going to our guest for the rest of the hour. We live in a world where we have the supposed bomber in New York and in New Jersey. His father, 2 years ago, comes to the FBI and says he's planning attacks. They do nothing because they're ordered not to. And they had all this intelligence and data that he went to these foreign countries and did nothing. Same thing with the San Bernardino shooters. Major Hassan at Fort Hood, on and on and on. Oh, Obama didn't see the ISIS and Al-Qaeda invasions. Bull. So the truth is, we have this giant grid, and we're less safe. And that's what William Binney went through channels, resigned after he found out about all the spying in 2001. He's been a frequent guest here. And I'm just recapping it for new viewers and listeners, why this is so important. And then he went and testified to Congress in secret, and their response was to arrest William Drake, his colleague. Their response was to SWAT team him when he was in the shower on purpose. William Binney. The answer was to persecute the very patriots, you know, that held the position of multi-star generals in the command of this country, actually fighting real enemies. They just ignored them, pushed them aside, and engaged in this great act of treason. And then you're watching the film. This is real stuff that happened. You've got Snowden's boss at the CIA, when he's the top contractor at Booz Allen, telling him, don't worry about your girlfriend cheating on you. I went and checked on it. She's not cheating on you with that photographer. And just the realization, the last straw for Snowden, that this guy's watching the lady he's about to marry. And, of course, it's all come out that most of these NSA people were, you know, out there doing stuff like this or watching people on webcams have sex. And, I mean, it's just incredible. And so powerful. He may disagree. He's the real expert. I'm going to skip this network break so we have more time. William Binney, thank you so much for your courage and coming back on. AGoodAmerican.org is the documentary film coming out that you're in. ExposedFacts.org. Bill Binney, thank you so much, sir.
Well, thanks for having me again, Alex. It's good to be with you.
in general, is what I said earlier, a basically accurate kickoff?
Actually, it's really spot on. I would only add that, the recent exposure of some of the software that was, I think they have another Snowden in the NSA somewhere, in the tailored access office, because all their software going at weaknesses against the firewalls, switches, servers, and the networks was captured and is now out in the open.
Wow.
People are trying to sell it. So what that really, something I've been complaining about, because it's been very short-sighted of NSA and FBI to do this, not only did they create the weaknesses, but they also found weaknesses in the systems, like called zero-day weaknesses, built into the software companies were selling. And they never told anybody, because that would be cybersecurity if they did that. I mean, that would protect people, would fix those, and they couldn't be penetrated by those weaknesses then. So what they did was they allowed them to continue, and they did that simply because it allowed them a window to look into everything that everybody's doing. And for them, that was the operations side. They wanted to be able to do that so they could gather data on everybody. But what it meant was they left everybody vulnerable and exposed. And that's why you're seeing all these hacks today. It was very short-sighted of them.
And you warned them. You resigned over this. I mean, let's go over some of that. This is 16 years ago, 15 years ago.
Yes, first of all, the point you were, like, is what it called, worth the sound.
Mr. Benny, I think you're on a cell phone. We might try to get a landline with you. I didn't know we were on cell. Can you get to a different position for a second, please?
Okay, let me see if I can move. Okay.
Oh, you're a lot better. Please continue.
A little better?
Yeah, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I meant the dictionary select approach or word searches, like a Google search, has been the foundation of how they operated since the Telex days, which is the 1930s. And they took it through the courts, and all the courts agreed they could do that. And so that's why they've continued doing that instead of trying to think of a better way to do it, especially in the digital age when they're buried with all kinds of data. So, that's what's making them dysfunctional, because when you do those word searches, you get so much material you can't get through it. That's one of the founding problems that they have and why they're failing to stop all these attacks, even when they know all the people who commit them.
That's amazing. So they leave all the vulnerabilities in the internet and telecommunications so they can break in easier in an automated way, knowing full well it leaves our government, our industries, our people open to hackers, open to other governments, and they call that cybersecurity. I call that the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Wow.
That's very short-sighted.
Well, when you told them this more than 15 years ago, again, former leader of the NSA, William Benny, what did they say to you?
They didn't say anything. They just they ignored me. I couldn't get them to do anything I was suggesting. It was just after Hayden came in, they adopted the collect everything approach or bulk acquisition approach. Why? It was a hopeless case. They wouldn't. They simply wouldn't listen. In the case of Tom Drake, when he went up to talk to the general counsel of NSA, they told him, "Don't ask any more questions." So, that was their answer.
You know, watching the film Snowden, I want to talk about that a little bit with you, sir. But then get into any area you want. You're obviously the expert. You're one of the few people that's actually in the same boat as Snowden. In that, in the film and also in speeches he's given, he points out that he would write software to do something constitutional that actually helped us. They would always twist it to do something unconstitutional or basically evil. And then, of course, a lot of the things you developed, we now know, were actually twisted into what's currently going on, Dr. Benny.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, I was an advisor to Oliver Stone on the movie. So I tried to make sure that all the information he had was accurate
So I should have pointed that out, obviously. So that's why it's so incredibly accurate, is that the former head of the NSA basically was the technical director. So tell us about the film and what you think of it.
Oh, I think the film is absolutely great. It's a great film. I mean, what it does is it takes you through someone, Edward Snowden, who starts off being a very positive supporter of the government and what it's doing, and then takes you through his life and how it experiences and how, in the end, he starts to see the corruption and the crime, the criminality of it, and then he turns. And that's really what this is all about. That story of his experiences going through his work with CIA and NSA.
I remember.
And I think it really shows to everybody that what's he really gives you a window into what's really happening, even though people don't realize that's what's going on.
Take some time then, as the technical advisor on the film, to break down what's really happening and what's really going on. And then I'd like to ask you specifically about what I mentioned earlier, an area you never see on the news, but that is covered in the film, and that I haven't really heard you elaborate too much on this show. Please take some time out on loading the software and the hardware, the chips, into all of our allies' infrastructure and our own telecoms and our own computer companies working with the NSA, CIA, and others, and private contractors to load the whole world with these holes, which, again, the hackers all then learn about and exploit. I mean, it's our government basically ruining the Internet for the world and letting bad hackers do whatever they want, not just our own government.
Yeah, I mean, the point is that NSA and the U.S. government have no monopoly on smart people. So that means any weakness they create in the system can be detected by others around the world. It's not just governments, but it can be individual hackers. I mean, it's not something that is a smart thing to do. If you find problems, you should fix them so that people are a little more secure. So, but that's the real problem. But for example, they would do things. There's three ways they go at the worldwide network. One is working with the communications companies that own the fiber lines that allow them to tap them in cooperation with them. They help them do that. And then the other is to go with governments and have the governments get involved, the intelligence agencies up, for example, the BND or GCHQ. Other intelligence agencies get in and cooperate with them. In terms of tapping fibers and acquiring data, and the third one is it's a unilateral thing. If nobody gets the agreement from the governments or from the companies, they simply do it unilaterally, covertly. You know, like that would be the muscular taps of the fiber lines between the data centers of Yahoo, Google, and all the major internet service providers. So they could tap all of those lines with or without their approval. Or help. And so it simply means that they're after all the data in the world. The problem here is they all are so confused, and I give them the benefit of the doubt. So I say they're all confused in terms of saying and thinking that data is intelligence. Data is not intelligence. It's simply data. You have to analyze that and be able to figure out what is meaning in that and data to be able to produce intelligence.
Yeah, just because you have a warehouse of books or a library doesn't mean you've read all those books.
Exactly, and you don't really know what the essence is of those books until you can understand them and be able to put a picture together and infer things like intentions and capabilities and threats.
Wow. What about the particular areas where we see them shutting down the power grid and internet grid of Syria, which we now know did happen, and Snowden seeing that unfold? What about when we see the model of being able to, again, shut off the power of all of Tokyo or all of Japan? I mean, we're not just talking about putting grids in to spy on the data. The film gets into the kill switches, the systems they can use to actually shut down the power grid.
Yeah, I think in the 30C3 conference, the Computer Chaos Club conference in Hamburg, Germany, 2 years ago, I think Jacob Applebaum went through a whole series of programs they had from close-in access to actually implanting hardware and software in switches as they were transiting, like Cisco switches that were being shipped through the mail. They would waylay the shipment, open up the packages, insert the hardware and software to allow them to take over the switch anytime they wanted, and then close it back up and let it continue on. And then the poor sucker at the other end installs it in their system, and they own their switch and their system.
And I've been told by whistleblowers inside the biggest carriers that it's industrial scale, that we're not just talking about, say, in a city like Austin, You know, you think you're going to go call them all, go into a particular store and buy a product, but they've got a lot of people in those that actually work as a side job as a, quote, Homeland Security Infrastructure Protection Officer, and they sit there with the data package and say, oh, your package will be ready in a few days, and then they jack it with all the crap, and you come and pick it up. I mean, this is industrial-level espionage just against humanity.
Right, it's the whole world. Also, I would point out that's basically what the FBI and NSA were after with the iPhone and Apple. You know, the idea that they wanted Apple to allow, they had more than 10, they would delete everything on the phone.
Sorry, sir, your phone cut out again there. We know we can't use your landline because of tapping. I wasn't supposed to get into that, I know, but let's go back to your cell here and repeat what you just said, Mr. Benny. Yeah, this is Key Intel on Apple. I know they don't want this out, but let's go ahead and try to move to another position. We'll get this out.
Okay.
They've been jamming his phone line, folks. We've got to go to a cell phone. This is a little inside baseball, but go ahead.
Okay, how's now?
Yes, we can hear you now, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I mean, with Apple and the iPhone, what they were really after was Apple to get software to disable that password limitation in terms of testing, and also the fact they couldn't do... They had only you put like one in a minute, and also you needed to put in the little character spacing, which meant that somebody was tapping in and not a machine. So they wanted them to design software to get around that, and the reason they wanted to do that was because they already had stolen all of the user ID access codes from the SIM cards being produced by in the order of billions every year from companies. And so they had all these... ID SIM card equivalences. So if these SIM cards were installed in any iPhone in the world, that once they signed on, they could access it remotely from NSA to any point in the world.
So they want the ultimate backdoor hardwired into everything. And to Apple's credit, they were one of the only companies not doing that, correct?
That's right. Yep. And it's good that they fought them because this is, you know, this is actually NSA, I think, already had the ability to do that, and the FBI wanted to do it so they could claim that that would be the how they access the data and be admissible in court.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, there's so many questions. I'm jumping around here because it's just mystifying how powerful the film is. And I know that you were a consultant on it because we'd interviewed about that a few years ago. And then it clicked. Of course, you were the technical advisor. So that's why it's so incredibly accurate. But looking at this now, where we are today, projecting forward, the film breaks down the fact that it's gotten worse under Obama, not better. And it seems like they're just moving forward. Where does this end?
Well, unless we stand up and do something about it, it's going to get even worse with the Internet of Things, you know. That's only going to get worse. So that means all the devices that you have and own are going to be connected to the Internet. That's going to make it exceedingly bad.
So now
they're all accessible and controllable.
All accessible and controllable, absolutely. The driverless cars, the smart meters, everything wired in. So it's not just this technocracy jacking into governments and power grids. Now it's your house.
That's right. And everything in it that's electronic, that's running.
Were you ever given...
pacemakers and things like that, you know, if you want.
Oh, it's just unlimited what they can do with it. What about a larger plan? I mean, I know it's about looting and making money, hundreds of billions of dollars, you know, globally a year by these companies, but what's the master strategy on building this technocracy? I mean, do they have one?
I think it's this is my impression, okay? Certainly it is population control, but not just of any given country, but of the world. And so what they're after in direct, and I think Obama has stated this from various points, that he wanted a world community. So I think that's probably what they're after. In order to do that, they have to be able to control the people of the world. So in order to do that, you have to have knowledge of them to know who's doing what so you can stop it or manipulate it any way you want.
William Benny, that is the most profound thing I think I've ever heard you say, and you've said a lot of profound things. This is the key for a technocracy world government program, and Davos admits that's their plan, but here you are, the former leader of the National Security Agency, telling us that that's what they're building, a beast system. If you're not a Christian, it almost makes you one, doesn't it? William Binney's our guest. ExposedFacts.org publishes some of his writings. He's also in the new documentary, AGoodAmerican.org. Stay with us,
sir. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
He's with us for the balance of the hour. We really are thankful for his time. He's going to tell you in a moment when the new documentary that he's in and also an advisor on, A Good American, is coming out, agoodamerican.org. But again, Snowden, I just couldn't believe how accurate it was that Hollywood, as corrupt as it is, that this came out. You know, it gave me hope. We're going to be talking to him here in just a moment. Wayne Madsen's going to be popping in, investigative journalist, formerly of the National Security Agency as well. He's popping in with a few questions in the next 30 minutes, but he'll ride shotgun with us for 30 minutes into the next hour as well. And then I'll open the phones up, and then Anthony Gucciardi is coming up. We've got Joe Biggs in the air going to North Carolina to Charlotte, where George Soros, admittedly, and the globalists are spending hundreds of millions of dollars trying to start a civil war to distract from the ongoing global colonization of the United States and everybody else that's taking place. I can't believe I'm saying this. It sounds like a science fiction movie, but it's in the emails. And we'll talk more about, with William Binney, what he warned of 15 years ago to the government. This biting them in the ass, and I'm sorry to use that term, but that's what's happening, where they build all these back doors to screw us, and then everybody's getting in and it's bringing them down. It almost makes me want Big Brother, but I actually don't. But it's destroying him. And he's the first guy months ago that said he thinks it's somebody inside the government because of the way it's coming out. And this is a guy that used to, you know, be able to track the Russians and predict and find people. He's really smart. But then I started talking to government sources, and people started getting executed and killed and arrested, and they said, no, this is the U.S. government. This is the U.S. Army. It's people inside different political organizations. Democrats are seeing all this evil. They know how bad Hillary is. And so they're trying to say the Russians are doing all this, and we're these traitors. Anybody that exposes, you know, what's happening with the NSA, when they're the ones that have sold us out. So they're being hoisted on their own petard, as they say. But before we go any further, we're listener-supported with our great sponsors. One of them that we've had for, I don't know, 16, 17 years, Solutions from Science, always advertises once they have a sale going. Solutions from Science Solar Summer Sale is about to end because fall just started, but it's been extended just a few weeks. SummerSolarSale.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Amazing solar panel systems, control systems, really a bargain. Solutions from Science is one of my oldest sponsors and have been around forever. Right now they're having a solar summer sale, and they have many different options to choose from, including solar generations, solar generators, wind turbines, EMP bags, that's to not be tracked, smart LED light bulbs, and much more. Buy one perfect power package and use the coupon Alex to receive another one absolutely free. SummerSolarSale.com or call 1-877-327-0365 or SolarSale.com. That's SummerSolarSale.com. So a lot to cover, obviously. We're running some specials that are going to end very soon that we've extended on some of the nutraceuticals and supplements like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. We also have 20% off on high-quality organic vitamin B12 with our own proprietary brand, Secret 12. It's organic, vegan, highly absorbable. You take it under the tongue in several drops a day. This is what I give myself, my children. And the great part about it is these are high-quality products with five-star review on third-party sites, reviewed by thousands. And it's what I personally use, and it supports the broadcast and getting the word out. So it's so incredibly important. Now, going back to William Binney. Mr. Binney, I've been asking a lot of the questions here today, but I'd like to give you a few minutes to talk about other areas, other topics that are coming out dealing with the NSA, with all these other agencies, with the 800,000 contractors that have top secret access. I mean, this just sounds like a recipe for disaster. Other points you'd like to relay as the former leader of the National Security Agency to our viewers and listeners?
Well, I guess what I could basically say is that the real threat here is that intelligence is being outsourced to contractors. All types, I mean, including analysis, I mean, and translation, as well as hardware, software, and maintenance of your entire infrastructure of the intelligence community. So, I mean, it's pretty much morphing into a commercial operation. This is not good. I mean, you know, commercial companies have a different objective than government organizations. The government has a more of a, at least a charter to do good things for the country, whereas corporations, their interest and focus is getting contracts and making money and profits. So the two, and it's very clear, for example, in the film that is about me that's coming out in February of next year, it's called A Good American, it's very clear in that movie that you'll see how these corporations are manipulating the entire intelligence community and how they're actually doing harm to intelligence production. In fact, what I've been saying publicly for some number of years is what they've done is they've traded the security of the people of the United States and people of the world for money. And they did that by outsourcing to corporations and letting the corporations really govern how they operate and what they do. And this is not good for any country.
Simply put, it sounds like they would only want to make the world worse and have more threats so they could get more funding. And really, it's our government being taken over by multinational corporations. We're being conquered by the multinationals while they claim that the Russians are going to hack our election. So the UN and the EU and the OECD are coming in to, quote, monitor our elections. What does that sound to you like, Mr. Binney?
Well, it sounds like another step towards a world government, you know, a world organization. So, I mean, you know, it's just more of the same. It's just extending in a different facet. It's expanding in different aspects of life.
Now, the OSCE is the paramilitary intelligence arm of the OECD, and that's the private corporation that took over Europe after World War II and the Marshall Plan. That is the root of the EU and the global government. Again, the former head of the NSA, the actual leader of it, who helped bring down the Soviet Union, was, you know, privately awarded the highest awards you can get. I know we can't get into those. Is here telling us that America is being taken over by a global government. And Obama, 2 days ago, I want to play a short clip, sir, was at the UN, and he said, look, we got to give up some of our sovereignty to be part of this global thing. Well, it's not like we're giving up sovereignty to be with other countries. We're giving up sovereignty to this mega corporate system that wants a carbon tax, that has given itself diplomatic immunity, tax immunity. This is the new royalty. And here is our president saying we should sign over to this. We should submit to the TPP and the rest of it. It is outrageous. Here it is.
But we have to put our money where our mouths are. And we can only realize the promise of this institution's founding to replace the ravages of war with cooperation if powerful nations like my own accept constraints. Sometimes I'm criticized in my own country for professing a belief in international norms and multilateral institutions. But I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, not giving up our ability to protect ourselves or pursue our core interests, but binding ourselves to international rules over the long term enhances our security. And I think.
So they have big global multinational corporations that have secret trade deals that cede our authority, and they admit that. And then he says to be safe and to be happy, we do that, we sign on to it. This is how we're being conquered. The 21st century is corporate, it's not military. And then as the film shows, and as they admit, most of the spying on the American people has nothing to do with stopping jihadis, and then Obama's been caught funding the jihadis as a Saudi Arabian proxy army. William Binney, hearing that clip, he went on to say we need a liberal world order. A liberal world government, exactly what you got into. I haven't heard you talk about world government being the objective. I mean, it clearly is. Can you elaborate with your geopolitical and geospatial and technical understanding?
Yeah, well, I see, that's the problem, that technology has made this all possible. I mean, I've heard recently some people in Congress saying, you know, following all these people traveling around the world is just too difficult. We need more people. No, you don't. That's a trivial issue. I mean, we could easily follow 12 to 20 billion phone calls a day. It's, you know, like 10 million people moving around every day is trivial. That's a trivial issue. So all of that could be done by technology, and yet they're claiming something is really difficult when, in fact, it's not. And so they're actually basically hiding the facts of what they're really doing by saying those things. And of course they make it more difficult for anybody to, but it's a way of getting more money, more support, and squeezing the populace basically swindling them out of money and resources. So that's really what the whole objective is.
Well, we have shot a lot of special reports with you when you've come and visited us here in Austin. We're going to retweet some of those today and repost some of those on Infowars.com, but undoubtedly, we're now in this paradox where they denied all this existed before, back when it was being done more constitutionally. And now that it's beyond 1984, I mean, just exponentially beyond it, I'd say billions of times beyond it, literally, when it comes to the amount of data being collected, that they just throw it in our face that we should just accept it. I mean, it is positive that this film is out. It's one of the top films of the country. It's causing a debate, but are you an optimist or a pessimist? I mean, I think I'm an optimist if we expose to people that we're being conquered by a multinational technocracy in their own words. If we don't define it as the fact we're being taken over and just fight their, you know, fake paradigm of, oh, you know, spy on us to keep us safe or not, I think we can beat this if we shatter the whole paradigm. But I think if we just argue about Big Brother, we're going to lose. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the sunshine is what they're really afraid of. Exposing what they're really doing and who's involved is really what they're afraid of. And that's why I keep trying to say these things publicly. My point, when I was on USA Today on TV shortly after Snowden's material first started coming out, they asked me what I thought should happen with Edward Snowden. I said I thought he should be indicted, but that the law should be applied equally and in chronological sequence of the crimes. So we need to start first with Bush, Cheney, Hayden, and Tenet, all the people in their organization, the White House and the Department of Justice, NSA, CIA, and FBI were participating in this violation of really treason against the founding principles of this nation and violations of the law, pen register law, electronic privacy, electronic security act, and also all the FCC regulations governing the telecoms. They violated all of that. And that, so after that, that's where we should start with the criminal prosecutions. Then we should move to the Obama administration, do the same people, and then we do Snowden, you know. And since then, not too many people ask me what should happen to Snowden.
All right, I want to bring Wayne Madsen in for the rest of the hour to ask you some questions. He was formerly, obviously, with the NSA, but his main job was internal security and finding leaks, which I tie into your fact of building all these back doors is what created the leaks. So I want him to ask some of his questions, so it's not just an average lay researcher asking him. William Benny, former leader of the National Security Agency, is our guest. But there was an article came out on September 17th, and I found it ironic that the Washington Post was with The Guardian, given this info. It's been well known to be CIA since it was basically set up in the 1940s, since it was taken over by the Grahams. Now it's run by Bezos and the folks at Amazon, the Democratic Party. But to have them make money off the Snowden story, take the data and report on it, then they misrepresent what Snowden did, said he released classified information that hurt people when he didn't, he exposed the crimes. But to take the info, publish it, and still call for no pardon and for him to be basically put in prison or executed, I find to be the height of hypocrisy and arrogance. What do you make of the Washington Post saying no pardon for Edward Snowden, which obviously the movie Snowden pushes for?
Well, I've been trying to point out the government is violation of their own regulations. For example, Executive Order 3526. Is the executive order classification of all material in the U.S. government. Section 1.7 of that says that you cannot classify, maintain classified, or not declassify information that's evidence of a crime, corruption, fraud, waste, abuse, or embarrassment of a person or an agency. And it says several other things, but those are the core ones. And that says that they're in violation of their own regulation. So, they're all saying, they're playing the game of the Wizard of Oz. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Only look at this person over here. They're the bad guy.
Very well said. And I think that Snowden, to a great extent, is a toto in this whole thing, but so is yourself and Wayne Madsen and others. And it's not that I'd even call you heroes, even though in a world of cowards, you are a superhero. It's just that we have so many people that are just willing to go along with this and deny it's even happening, and people like you are shattering that paradigm and forcing them to face the man behind the curtain. I want to bring in Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReports.com. He'll be talking about this again after you leave in about 15 minutes. But you're on the air with William Benny. What are your questions or comments for this gentleman, Wayne?
Well, first, hi, Bill, and congratulations on the film. I look forward to seeing it. And Alex, I think one of the most grotesque things about the Washington Post calling for no pardon for Snowden and effectively calling for his arrest, prosecution, and imprisonment is the fact that it's a violation of one of the arch canons of journalism. They called for the arrest and imprisonment of one of their own sources.
Exactly.
And that they got a Pulitzer Prize, which they shared with The Guardian, because of that story. So on the one hand, they bask in the respectability of receiving a Pulitzer Prize. At the same time, they're calling for maximum punishment of one of their.
And let's be clear, this is the paper. This is the editorial board. This is not some one of their other writers. These are the most dishonorable, snot-nosed people I've ever seen in my life. Mr. Benny, you have a comment on this level of disgraceful activity?
I think the reason they did all the took advantage of what Snowden had provided originally was because of Bart Gellman. He had the integrity and guts to spill into that and make sure it got published. So, I mean, otherwise, you know, otherwise many of us look at it as the Washington Compost.
Some say it's the worst publication in the country. Wayne, we're about to go to break, but other questions. You're talking to William Benny. What have I not been asking?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it, what you hit this thing with Obama's speech to the UN, and it's quite clear when you look. And Bill, you, I mean, you don't have to go into the details, but when I look at those Snowden slides and I see all the foreign affairs directorate relationships between the NSA and, good God, maybe 60 or some countries around the world, some of which are not known to be close allies of the United States, I you just wonder what the end game is here. Is it to place the world under some sort of a global surveillance network, regardless of how it helps or hurts U.S. national security?
Let's come back and talk about this global surveillance directorate, because we've hit on it here. This isn't the NSA. This is a corporate global takeover. People in the NSA like William Benny and others have been fighting it. They are heroes. We'll be back with William Benny to respond to this. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our sites. The new app launched 2 days ago. It's already in the top 30 on the big Apple site, and it's the fourth most searched app. It's
InfoWars.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to katiearmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, we have William Benny, former leader of the National Security Agency, with us for 5 minutes the next hour. Then Wayne Madsen and I shotgun for two more segments to get into politics and other developments in the news. But if you just tuned in, William Benny, patriot, one of the top code breakers in U.S. history, created much of the software and the infrastructure that won the Cold War. That's on record. This guy was a hero before he went to Congress and said, you're building back doors and everything. It makes the entire Internet and everything open to hackers. It's spying on everybody's webcams. Stop it. And they said, nope. He resigned. Then they SWAT team him. They started arresting people. I mean, this is serious business. And they're committing these crimes. They're getting away with it, but not forever. And you were getting into world government again, whether it was intentional or not. And they now admit it's intentional. They've transferred data. They've transferred a global system of surveillance that corporations, that just a few Fortune 100, control. This is a corporate world government. And you were just speaking to it. Wayne Madsen brought it up. This is basically, in my view, a foreign multinational takeover. This is a 21st century attack. You know, we're wondering what wars would look like in the future. This is an information war, and they've taken over. They admit the stock market's rigged. The currency markets are rigged. They admit the interest rates are rigged. I mean, everything's rigged now by J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, and they're the ones at the heart of these multinational agreements. Can you elaborate on that, and what do we do to unseat them, to illustrate this to people, sir?
Well, from my point of view, I mean, if the British company is becoming like the some of them are becoming things like the sixth military industrial intelligence contractors in the U.S. If you looked at, like Wayne had pointed out, all of the first, second, and third party agreements with between countries, that doesn't count fourth parties that aren't even listed. So it's like those who we don't want to recognize we have a relationship with at all, which goes far beyond those already exposed by Snowden. So if you look at all of that, it's really saying you're using all of this intelligence you're gathering to gain influence and access and control and also acceptance by other countries around the world. So they're all trying to join this club of having all this knowledge about everybody. The main parties are, of course, the Five Eyes, the main English-speaking, the U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, New Zealand. But also a number of other European countries are participating right now, up to seven or eight of them, I think, in this Internet stuff. But also others are trying to get into that.
That's another question. What do you make? You know, we hear we're, quote, handing over the DNS and control of the Internet to, quote, the world. But really, it's the same group of corporations and the U.N. that we were just talking about. So, again, the coup is ongoing.
Yeah, I don't see it's all like a what you want to, if you could refer to it as a self-licking ice cream cone, you know, it's all serving itself, and it's just keeps growing and growing and growing. The only thing we could do is try to expose it and try to get people to get to understand that this is not really good for anybody, and we need to all stand up and resist this. And if people in that we elect in Washington or any other governments don't want to stop this, I mean, we should insist and fire them all. And hire people who will stop it.
Absolutely. And vote with our dollars. Don't support self-driving cars.
Yeah.
The globalists said they're getting rid of us in cars. It's a total technocracy takeover. Wayne, we're going to break. He's with us 5 more minutes. Ask the question now. We'll come back and hear the answer in the next segment. Another one of your interesting questions for Mr. Benning.
Well, I would ask Bill on the fourth party agreements. When I see a country like Brazil listed, I wonder how much of that information was used to bring down their own president, Rousseff, in a constitutional coup?
That's a great question. Let's talk about destabilization efforts using these systems in 70 seconds. We'll be back with William Benny. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.